Recently, Des Moines artist Patricia Hartman started sharing her songs after years of being too afraid to let anyone hear them. Her second album just came out. It's about the big changes in her life from the past 2 years. Iowa Public Radio's John Pemble has this profile.
16 years ago, Patricia Hartman started writing songs, but she didn't tell anybody.
I did it in secret for probably another decade before I took any of those songs that I wrote and showed them to other people or played them in front of others.
Try as we may to change the seasons, they come and go with their own reasons.
In 2011, she took steps to rid herself of performance phobia.
I set this goal for myself that I had to do it, and I had to do it 3 times. So it really took about 3 open mics over the course of 2 weeks.
I made a mask with all the strongest threads I could find.
Hartman used her 40th birthday as the impetus to make her first album, and she did it. Now at the age of 42, she has a second collection. It's called The Queen of Everything.
Well, I'm a think tank with a stopped-up dream. You don't know the half of what's in this brain.
After the first record, I had a whole bunch more that came out. I went through a divorce that spawned a whole bunch of new material. And I wanted to capture it before it got old again.
I'm the queen of everything unsaid. Oh, 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 oh.
I feel like I was making fun of myself. You know, queen of everything, you're supposed to have it all together, and this, you're being queen of your castle, but if you look around, your castle is in ruins and the kingdom is a mess.
After the first 2 songs, the record's pace slows. The music becomes dramatic. For one of her songs, she brought in her mother, a classically trained cello player.
That was actually a really hectic day. All these different things were falling apart. My son fell at preschool, smashed his face into the floor because he took a nosedive off of an auditorium stage. That happened that day. Also that day, I had a conversation with a vet about my dog dying. That maybe was fitting that my mom was there recording that day.
My mind keeps drifting like a cloud. Sometimes the quiet is too loud. I say your name to make a sound.
Hartman says her music is influenced by artists that have confessional lyrics,
like the Alanis Morissettes and Ani DeFranco's. So I'm always drawn to that kind of songwriting, and that's probably the type of songwriting that I do. But I also love people like Grace Potter, who just rock the house, rock the house. What a horrible cliched phrase. It's something your 82-year-old grandma says. You really rocked the house.
I swim in a pool of holy water.
Hartman's primary career isn't music, but as a school psychologist working on assessment and design intervention for students with behavior and learning disabilities. But she finds time to keep writing new music, and she says she plans on recording a third album soon.
Up until this past spring, I hadn't written a ton on the piano, and then all of a sudden all this piano stuff started coming out, and it's a little more playful, so it probably won't be quite as heavy. Well, maybe, who knows, there's still time for the bottom to drop out.
Like with her first 2 records, she'll probably release it on her own, without a label, and without a manager. In Des Moines, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.